Regina, the NDP private member's bill to change referendum legislation in the province faces massive hurdles in getting passed. The indication is the government will not be in support of opposition leader Carla Beck's private member's bill, the Keep Saskatchewan in Canada Act, which saw first reading last week. This legislation would amend the Referendum and Plebiscite Act to prevent the Premier and Cabinet from unilaterally calling a referendum on separation, and double the threshold for citizen petitions on separation referendums from 15% up to 30%. But time is running short on the current session, which is due to wrap up Thursday. That means the pressure is on the NDP to get this motion to a vote before the MLAs head home for the summer, but there is a real prospect the Sask party majority could run out the clock. In a statement Monday morning, the Sask party made clear again its position that it opposes raising the threshold for citizen-initiated referendums on separation. The NDP wants to take the voice away from hundreds of thousands of Saskatchewan people by doubling the number of voters needed to cause a citizen-initiated referendum on separation, their statement read. The number of signatures needed is already quite high, about 125,000. The NDP legislation would double it to 250,000. That is more than the number of people who voted for the NDP in Saskatchewan in any election since 1991. While our government is not looking to hold a referendum, we will not silence the voice of Saskatchewan people as the NDP wants to do. In recent days, Beck had been calling for the Sask party government to not only support her bill but also for their MLAs to have a free vote on it. At a news conference at the legislature, Beck called on Premier Mo to have her bill go to members for a vote, and to allow a free vote. "I'm here today to call on him to make sure there is a vote," Beck said. "The clock is ticking, Premier Mo. The threat is real, and now is the time for leaders to lead." Opposition House Leader Nicole Sarrauer said she has heard overwhelming support from people who love this country, for the bill, as well as criticism of Premier Mo. As for the bill, Sarrauer hinted at potential procedural maneuvers by the opposition. "We have some tools in our toolbox, but they are limited," said Sarrauer. "I'm not going to tell you what tools we are going to use today, but stay tuned for what's to come. And know this, our caucus is meeting right now in our boardroom just behind us, and we know how each one of those 27 members will vote. They would vote to keep Saskatchewan in Canada."